Good morning. Welcome to the FTS bet slip on Wednesday, the 11th of March. Let's deal with it first. Spurs are shit. We are just fucking shite, aren't we? I mean, I don't know. What are the keeper's gloves of? Vorm, fucking Lloris last night. Do they like rub them in olive oil before they go out? We are absolute fucking garbage. It's not about whether you're winning things. We're just garbage. The football is just dreadful, fucking clueless. I can't blame the manager. He's only been there 4 months. It's just fucking players. That Argentinian fucking fraud left behind a squad of shite. Arrogant to think that he could turn people like Winks into top players. They are fucking garbage. I mean, it was, wasn't it? Like, where's Wally last night? It was like, where's Harry Winks for the first 20 minutes? As they just carved through us time and time again. Ori is shit. I know people don't want to hear me moaning about it, but fuck me, they are fucking garbage. Absolute fucking shite. One of the worst fucking football teams I've seen in the Premier League. They're fucking shit. People talk about, remember the 90s. We don't want to go back to the 90s. We don't want to do a Leeds. We're fucking garbage. Play like that next season, we're down. And people talking the top four, that's us done Champions League for a good, I'm going to make a prediction, we will not play Champions League football for a minimum of 8 years. There you go, I like my predictions, get that in now. It is 2020, Tottenham will not play Champions League football until at least after 2028, and then if at all. Right, what else have we got? Dortmund called off. What is it with me and sporting events? I mean, what is the point of it all? I go to sporting events, called off. Japan, called off. Torrey Pines, fogged off. Now I'm going to Schalke. Nope, behind closed doors. Coronavirus. Flipping dearie me. Just for people who want to know, I'm going to the Open Championship this year. So there's a likelihood now that might be called off because I'm going to that. Part of my 50th birthday celebrations are at the Open Championship next year. So perhaps that'll be called off. Just giving you advance warning, if you've got tickets, take the insurance policy. That's it. That's all I've got planned, I think. We're going to a rugby thing, aren't we? And sometime later, me and Andy Marnell and Brian Brewis, that might be called off, boys. Yeah, useless. Right, Chelters. We had a good little day, didn't we? Nice little day. Nice. Got in front at the start and never gave it back. That is because I am a legend. Genius. Absolute Cheltenham genius. Up there with my Champions League genius business. Right, everything's up for today. The bets are on the blog. I've sent the PDF for the trends. Winners across both. Today I know a couple of you are on Envoy Allen. Will tipped it up. Anti-post. I know Joe Hamilton's jumping up and down with excitement down there at Cheltenham. Waiting for it. It will probably win. I had my doubts, but I think seeing that race yesterday, I think it will probably win. They need to try and run a test of stamina to get it beat. And I'm not sure they've got it in them. Sporting John's next best for me, but we could be watching a class horse this afternoon in that. Bit of a scrappy old day, to be fair. It's a horrible day's racing, as in trying to find winners. So I've not gone in big. I normally, when I've had a win, I like to play the money up a bit and try and turn it into a really good week. But I've not had any real big lumps because nothing has stood out at me. And of course, we have that fucking Tiger Roll running, don't we? Tiger Roll won't win. No, it'll win today. Won't win at Aintree. Won't win at Aintree. He won't win the Masters. It won't win at Aintree. Categorical. That is it. So all my stuff's there. Again, have a good day if you're doing it. Football. I've got one very little bet for you somewhere. I need to find my sheet, though. So I could say it. Yes, bear with me a second. Here it is. Where are we? There. Just hold on a second. This is a very specific set of instructions. A very specific set of skills. Right, St Mirren versus Hearts. If it gets to 70 minutes, any scoreline, as long as it's not on the correct score coupon, as long as it's not a 4 to a team, so anything up to 3-3, 0-0 to 3-3, any scoreline, if there has not been a goal by 70 minutes in the second half, so if it's 1-1 at half-time, still 1-1 on 70 minutes, then drip back or drip lay for the goal. to come. So let's say it's 1-1, then you want to back over 2.5 goals. Just drip it in over sort of 70 to 80 minutes. So that is a very specific set of instructions, St Mirren v Hearts. If the score at 70 minutes is the same as the score at half time, drip back the next goal, whatever that score may be it 0-0, 1-1, 1-0, 2-0, 2-1, whatever it may be. That is that. Right, golf. It is the Players' Championship time. We're flipping up the game here and got a little bit in. We keep getting quite promising starts, or somebody showing a little fleet of promise, and then they piss it up the wall. Right, of the market leaders, Rory ain't winning. John Rahm ain't winning. Justin Thomas maybe. DeChambeau at 24 is the best of the market leaders for me. I'm going to have a small bet DeChambeau at 24 just to win. And then moving further down, I'm giving him another go. He played quite well last week. I'm having Fitzpatrick again at 75. Win and place Fitzpatrick. I am then going further down. Kevin Na, you are done. If you hear me say the words Kevin Na again as a bet, you can come and punch me in the head. Right, where is he? I can't even find who I'm looking for now. Bear with me, because he's flipping great big long list of golfers, isn't it? And you have to try and find them. Not him. Billy Horschel, 120 is too big. Billy Horschel, 120, win and place Billy Horschel. And I had another one, and I just can't see him. Daniel Berger, 95. So Daniel Berger at 95, Billy Horschel at 120, Fitzpatrick at 75, all those win and place, and then DeChambeau, a win bet at 24. As I say, at your own peril if you wish to get involved. Right, that's it. I'm going to get myself bedded in, do a bit more work, ready for Cheltenham this afternoon. Enjoy your afternoon. I know people are trying to get hold of me and this, that and the other. I will deal with it next week when Cheltenham is out the way. Busy days, these 4 days, trying to keep up with the racing and bets and all sorts of stuff and getting other info in. So just leave me alone and I'll be back with you for all that sort of stuff next week. Hang on, football, I forgot that. Champions League, let me tell you who's going to win. It's the big game. I did the Dortmund game, didn't I, yesterday? Dortmund, they will score. I do think they'll go through. And tonight, Liverpool, Atletico Madrid. I mean, last night I predicted it perfectly. I said my day will be great up until 5, and then it will turn to shit. Firstly, Spurs were just pathetic, and then I got the Dortmund trip cancelled. Well, tonight, it's going to get to 5:30. We're going to have had a good day. We're going to have had loads of winners through the card, place pots, jackpots, everything. Be rolling in wheelbarrows of money. And then there is no better team to defend the 1-0 lead than Atletico Madrid. I do see them scoring tonight. And whilst Liverpool, I'm going for Atletico Madrid to go through. Atletico Madrid to qualify tonight. I think that they will get in the game. The longer they get in the game, they'll be play acting, rolling around. It'll be lovely to watch. But I'm going for Atletico will qualify. I'm going for a draw on the night, Atletico to qualify, and Dortmund to go through against Paris. And I am a Champions League genius. Right, have a lovely day. Enjoy yourselves. Hope Cheltenham goes well. And I will speak to you all tomorrow.